September 1st, 2016, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. As a nation, you must have more wisdom than to trust everyone who comes across your borders all in the name of charity. This type of social justice is just foolishness in these times, when hearts hold so many evil agendas. You cannot ferret out who holds evil in his heart by appearances or even by asking questions. It is well documented that truth is not a priority in many hearts, especially evil hearts. Those with evil intentions have already infiltrated this country. Do not strengthen their ranks by inviting more in. A safe hospice can and should be established in the country of origin these people come from. I have said this before. This would answer the call to charity for the oppressed and for the citizens of this country whose security is threatened by mass immigration. Do not allow your borders to continue to be breached under the influence of mainstream media. Those in leadership roles have the responsibility to respect the welfare of the citizens they are supposed to be leading. However, today, the agenda is the weakening of this nation and the establishment of the One World Order. That is why individual rights and lives do not matter in the political scheme of things. Do not allow your rights to be tread under the foot of the power cartel already in play. Wake up to the truth. Set aside complacency. A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given to you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.